For many Americans, the state of Mississippi represents all that was reprehensible about the Old South, from slavery and lynching to the Confederate battle flag and notorious murders during the Civil Rights Movement. Essayist Diane Roberts recently spent some time in Oxford, Mississippi. She found the town embodies some big contradictions.
The Grove, the oak-shaded green at the University of Mississippi, is full of tiny, muscled, ponytailed girls doing backflips. Somebody tells me there are 1,000 cheerleaders here, and I believe it. It's a high schooler's summer camp, but you expect to find 1,000 cheerleaders at any given time in any given little town in Mississippi, just like you expect to find white columns, barbecue, blues, and pained expressions on the faces of people, black or white, when you bring up the old times. And old times here are not forgotten. The case of Emmett Till, lynched 50 years ago in Money, Mississippi, has been reopened. Down in Neshoba County, a jury finally convicted a Klansman of orchestrating the killings of three young voting rights workers 41 years ago. Here in Oxford, you can see the competing pressures of history. Confederate memorials preside over ground where, in 1962, there were riots when James Meredith attempted to enroll in the university. Yet in many ways, Oxford rocks the paradigm which, fairly or unfairly, has made Mississippi shorthand for backwardness all these years. Maybe it's because Oxford is a college town. You get a lot of cosmopolitan types in a college town, even in the most conservative of states. Look at Austin, Texas. Maybe it's the new money. You can't buy feed and seed on Oxford's famous Courthouse Square anymore, but you could buy clothes at Max Mara and L'Occitane en Provence Cosmetics. The soul food diner has a wine list. Maybe it's William Faulkner. He was a son of the plantation gentry gone bad, a drunk and a genius who experimented with prose that in turn experiments with your head. In his best fiction, he explodes the pieties of the Old South. Because of him, the town is full of writers hanging out eating grits with white truffle oil and openly reading the New York Times. I don't know if Oxford is the exception that proves the rule in Mississippi, a New South, not the New South, not that classless, colorblind, justice-for-all utopia we've been promised since 1865, but a New South where times are a-changin'. Slowly. It's not the revolution. There are still 1,000 cheerleaders out there practicing their rebel yells, too many of whom will confine their aspirations to pledging Tri-Delta at Ole Miss. But maybe there are one or two who will decide to be weird, to abjure pearls, to refuse to wear pink and green. Maybe one will become governor or senator or president and shock the moonlight out of the magnolias.
Diane Roberts is the author of Faulkner and Southern Womanhood. She teaches English at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, and she vows she has read more than the Cliff's Notes of The Sound and the Fury.